If you've tried to park in Old Town on any weekend night, let alone during a big event like last week's parade or any Park Silly Sunday market, you know that parking has become a dire problem. And to address that issue for those who frequent Old Town, a task force made up of representatives from the city and the Main Street merchants has come up with a solution they plan to try out this summer. Allison Butts of the Historic Park City Alliance says it centers around the evidence that Main Street employees arrive before customers and are taking up a large portion of the parking.
What we're finding is that we have on any given peak night over 1,000 employees on Main Street, and that was a piece that was really unknown. When you started talking to restaurants and you talk to No Name, they have over 30 employees on any given night. And you talk to the Bill White restaurants or the River Horse, and you start to see this number grow.
Not surprisingly, the task force found that the peak demand is during evening dinner hours and that business was possibly suffering due to lack of parking.
As well as when are the customers looking for parking? And restaurants were starting to see a decline in their second seating of dinner. And so we felt that if we were to focus a program to reduce or free up the number of parking spaces during that peak demand hour, which we're saying is between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m., we will then make a better customer experience. It will in turn benefit the businesses and benefit the employees.
If approved by City Council, the pilot incentive program will begin on July 25th and run through August 16th on Friday and Saturday nights. There's an incentive for riding the bus instead of driving. It's cold, hard cash.
They would then be entered for a drawing, and every weekend after that Friday, Saturday, we would be selecting one individual who rode the bus and award them with $500. And so we're doing that four times each of the weekends of this trial period to see if we can change some habits.
Butts says over half of the employees are driving from Park City and the Snyderville Basin.
57% of the employees come from the general Park City area. So I would define that as the Park City School District area. This is where, you know, we're moving forward. We felt like we could get a greater bus usage than doing a special shuttle from Camas or Heber or Salt Lake.
One reason that employees say they don't take the bus is that it doesn't run late enough for when they get off work.
Through this trial period, so for those Fridays and Saturdays, they're going to run until 3 a.m. And so again, trying to make this work as much as possible. It's a trial period. We're going to be looking at our parking counts. We're going to be looking at bus ridership, see if that increases. And we'll be looking at how this incentive program is used.
Butts says along with the incentive comes a bit of a disincentive, which is additional parking enforcement, now until 11 p.m. on parking in China Bridge.
If an employee comes and parks now at 5 p.m., they're going to be ticketed if they go over that six-hour limit.
That's Allison Butts of the Historic Park City Alliance. The City Council will vote on the proposal. If approved, information will be distributed to Main Street businesses so that employees can find out how to sign up for the incentive program. Butts says after coming up with a variety of ideas for reducing employee parking in Old Town, this one surfaced as the most trackable, easiest, and least costly option. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News. KPCW News.